This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The White House is warning Americans, be prepared. The task force dealing with the coronavirus crisis for the country says as many as 200,000 people could die from COVID-19. That is with American social distancing. But it can be avoided if virus mitigation continues. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday, quote, "This is a number we need to anticipate, but we don't necessarily have to accept it as inevitable." President Donald Trump said at the same press briefing, "This is going to be one of the roughest 2 or 3 weeks we've ever had in our country." More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800. That's about, rather, one-fourth of those are in New York City. The USNS Comfort has arrived in the U.S. state of New York to free up hospital beds in a city desperate for help. New York City is largely considered the epicenter of the U.S.'s coronavirus outbreak. The ship is just one of many military assets deployed to help the national response to the virus. The Army Corps of Engineers helped turn a convention center into a temporary hospital for nearly 3,000 patients. The Comfort and the convention center are for non-coronavirus patients to make room for contagious COVID patients in local hospitals. U.S. stock indexes tumbled at the open on Wednesday as investors fled to safe haven assets following the dire predictions in the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.